Greetings again, brothers and sisters on the path with Jesus. 24 Jesus stories, and we're on story number 8. And it's Friday. So this is the last post of the week, and you'll have the weekend to review and listen and reflect and pray and get caught up and rest and get ready for the next 16 stories to come after this. Well, we left off yesterday. This is Jesus in Galilee. Jesus has just gone into the synagogue in Nazareth. He preached the words of Isaiah, and he told his neighbors, friends, that scripture has just been fulfilled with their hearing of it and him saying it. And we'll pick up last couple things we said yesterday and segue right in and try to get this one done today. Jesus in Galilee. Jesus story 8. Jesus said, "Today has this scripture been fulfilled in your ears?" At first, they did not realize what he meant. But then they stirred and whispered to each other, wondering at his words. For he had said that he was the one of whom the prophet had written, that he was the Son of God. "Is this not Joseph's son?" they ask each other. "Is not his mother called Mary? Who is he that he should say these things?" And we pick up right there for today. They looked at him resentfully. He was a healer and a teacher. Yes, and perhaps a prophet. But still, he was only their neighbor, only the son of a carpenter, only a man born on earth like all the rest of them. Now he was suggesting that he was the Messiah, the King, Savior of the Jews. Where was all the power and splendor that everyone expected of a divine king? Jesus knew they did not believe him, that they would expect him to perform some miraculous feat before their very eyes to prove his words. But that was not the nature of his teaching. Only those who had faith and accepted Jesus could receive his blessings. Even the Roman nobleman had understood that. But the Jews of Nazareth did not. So Jesus said to them, "You will surely say to me, 'Physician, heal your own. What we have heard you to have done in Capernaum, do also in your own country.' But I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country or by his own people. There were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut for 3 years and 6 months, so that no rain fell, and there was famine in the land. But they did not believe in him. To none of them was he sent by the Lord. No, he was sent to a city of Sidon, to a Phoenician woman who was a widow. She cared for him, believed in him, and God cared for her through Elijah. And there were many lepers in Israel at the time of Elisha the prophet. None of them were cleansed, for they did not believe. But Naaman the Syrian was cured of his leprosy, for he believed and sought Elisha's help. And like the people of Israel in those days, you do not believe." All the people in the synagogue were filled with wrath when they heard him say these things. Their admiration turned to sudden hatred, and they rose up, shouting with rage. "To this sort of teaching, to these words from a fellow Nazarene of all people, they surely would not listen." They laid rough hands on him and thrust him out of the synagogue and out of the city of Nazareth. Then they led him to the top of a craggy hill upon which the city was built, so that they might cast him headlong over the side of it. Somehow he escaped them. They did not even notice until they were on the hilltop, and ready to throw him down onto the rocks below, that he had passed quietly through their midst and gone along his way. Jesus went back to Capernaum and made his home there among friends. His followers went about their daily work, while Jesus taught in the synagogues on Sabbath days and preached the gospel of the kingdom of God to the people who lived near the shores of the inland Sea of Galilee. "Repent," he would say, "the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Then word came to him of John the Baptist's imprisonment, and he knew that it was time to make even greater efforts to bring salvation to his people. There were so many still to reach that he could no longer work alone. He had many followers who called themselves disciples because they had elected to believe in his teachings. But Jesus himself had not yet selected those among them who were worthy to spread his word abroad. The time to choose them, however, was drawing very near. One morning, as he taught beside the Sea of Galilee, the people pressing on him from every side to hear his words and to receive his healing touch, he saw two fishing boats drawn up on a shore. The fishermen worked nearby, washing their nets after a long night's work. Jesus went on teaching, and the crowd grew even greater. Soon it became difficult for him to see any of them but those who pressed against him, and impossible for him to reach the ears and hearts of all. So he made his way to one of the nearby boats, which was Simon Peter's, and he stepped aboard. "Put me out a little way from the shore," he asked his friend, and Simon Peter did so. When the boat stopped in the shallow water just offshore, Jesus sat down and taught the people from it. When he had finished speaking, he turned again to Simon. "Put me out into the deep water," he said, "and let your nets down for a catch." Now it was full daylight at the time, and not an hour at which the fishermen of Galilee were used to putting out to sea. Jesus knew as well as any man that the time for fishing was at night. "Master," Simon answered, "we have toiled all night and have taken nothing." Jesus knew this. He had seen the empty nets they had brought in from the sea. "But," Simon Peter added, as he looked at Jesus, "at your word, I will let down the nets." He called to his brother Andrew to bring the nets, which were still drying in the sun. And the two brothers rowed out into deeper waters as Jesus had instructed. When they were some distance out, they stopped and let down the nets. And in a matter of minutes, the nets were filled with darting, glittering fish, a catch such as Simon had never seen in all his years of fishing. There seemed no end to the shining shapes that flashed around the boat. Simon and Andrew began to haul in with all their strength, but so great was the shoal and so heavy was the precious catch that the thick strands of their nets began to part. They shouted for their partners, John and James, who were working in the other boat beached upon the shore, for they needed help with this tremendous haul. The two men came out at once and lent their willing hands to pulling in the sagging, tearing nets, and when at last they had brought the catch aboard, both boats were filled so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw what was happening, he fell down at Jesus' feet in the overloaded boat and cried out, "Leave me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." It had been almost too much for him. He was astonished at the great haul of fishes they had taken, and so were all the other men who had fished all night and caught not one. Do not be afraid, said Jesus. From now on, you will catch men instead of fish. They landed their boat safely and unloaded their huge catch. And the next day, when Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee and saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, he said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They left their nets at once and followed him. When they had gone a little further along the shore, Jesus saw James and John in their boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And Jesus called to James and John, "Come, follow me," he said. And at once the brothers left their boat with their father Zebedee and all his servants, and they followed Jesus. Thus did Jesus choose the first four of his disciples. With them he went all about the land of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the coming of God's kingdom. And that concludes Jesus Story 8, Jesus in Galilee. Next week on Monday, we begin a new story. It'll be our 9th Jesus story, The Miracles of Jesus. Until then, have a blessed Friday, a holy Saturday, and a full Sabbath with the full presence of God in your heart all day long. Amen.